Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve at 10 in the morning here, 7:45 here on a Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Basketball, Wichita State 95, Central Arkansas 69.
Two.
House Speaker Pelosi calls for articles of impeachment against President Trump.
One.
Textron Aviation cutting white-collar jobs in Wichita. Company doesn't say how many. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And in traffic, continue to watch for a traffic slowdown, a non-injury traffic accident eastbound on Kellogg, and it's at West Street. So watch for the slowdown there eastbound on Kellogg, right around West. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Chad Chambers.
Partly cloudy, breezy, and cooler today with a high of 44 degrees. Yesterday's high was 64, 44 today. Mostly clear and cool tonight, the overnight low 27. Saturday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high 53 degrees. Sounds like a pretty good weather for Christmas shopping tomorrow. Now a cloudy sky. We have a north wind gusting to 28 miles per hour and 36 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Want to stay up to date on the newest bourbon additions? Join the mailing list at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. 7:46 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And just repeating what we heard a few minutes ago from Fox News, hiring jumped last month to its highest level since January as U.S. employers shrugged off global trade tensions and added 266,000 jobs. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate declined to 3.5% from 3.6% in October, matching a half-century low. It's amazing. I just, you know, keep our fingers crossed. Everything's going to keep going the right direction. But yeah, too, and you know, I've always heard that if you're generating, if our economy is generating 150,000 jobs in a month, that's the rate that keeps us full, keeps us good, even growth.
Right.
266,000.
That's a good number.
Big jump.
Good number.
But it only lowered the rate like 0.1% from 3.6 to 3.5. But he, of course, here in Kansas, in the Wichita area, our unemployment rate has been right down around 3.1, 3.3 now for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the jobs are out there. Just got to find people now to do the right job, to get the right training, and get the right work.
Hmm. That's always the challenge.
Boy, that's good. An unemployment rate of 3.5. All right. 7:47, Steve and Ted. Steve and Ted poll question. When is it okay for stores to start putting up Christmas displays?
When would that be?
Excuse me. I had a little sneeze there. We're gonna close this one out, but here's the final tally, okay? Get everything out on the shelves before Halloween. 5% say that's okay. Take down the Halloween displays and put up the Christmas
that's
stuff.
Pretty much what happens.
17%. Wait until after Thanksgiving. 78%.
No, it's just
how about that? Wait till after
wishful thinking right there.
Well, maybe they're talking about doing it right there on Black Friday. That's after Thanksgiving, right? All right, we've got a new question today, and this is one of our Christmas questions. I think we've done this one before, but it's a good one. What kind of Christmas shopper are you? Got four choices. I am last minute. I start mid-December. I start early December. I'm done. Which one are you, Ted? Have you started yet?
Probably early December.
Right.
Probably that person.
All right, Ted, the poll question.
What about you?
Steve and Ted poll questions on our webpage, knssradio.com. I guess I start as early as I can. Was it last weekend? I was at Barnes & Noble, and I picked up a present for Shelly while I was there. So I've got the number one person I've bought something for. I'll probably get something else for her as well.
That's very important.
But then you've got some grandkids to think about. And
as far as anybody that replies, I'm done, like, come on. They're either lying or they're freaks.
Someone's lying. All right, stocks closed out a wobbly day, slightly higher on Wall Street Thursday as traders wait for more news on trade talks between the U.S. and China. I'm sure the stock market will react to this this unemployment or this employment report today. The S&P is on track for a losing week, but it's still up 24% for the year. It rose 4 points yesterday. The Dow gained 28. NASDAQ added 4 points. Well, what do the people of Wichita want for Christmas?
That's a good question.
It's a good question. Where do you go to find out? Well, Mayor Jeff Longwell brought it up with Santa Claus.
Thank you, Santa. Well, you know, we get lots of input from our citizens, and some of the things they continue to ask for is a Cheesecake Factory. So if you could bring us a Cheesecake Factory, Santa, I'm just saying, you'd make a lot of people happy.
I'll work on that.
Thank you, Santa.
They have a peppermint bark cheesecake, you know.
Oh, okay. One of your favorites.
One of my favorites.
All right.
A Night with Santa, a free event hosted by the city of Wichita Thursday evening, last evening at Century 2.
Yeah.
So the mayor knows Santa personally there, huh?
Yeah, apparently.
Going to get a Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, even Santa was noncommittal when,
I'll tell you what,
when the mayor brought that up.
I don't know. I'd just as soon have a pony. I've always wanted one. 751 now, Steve and Ted. Best places to work in Wichita. Well, of course, Intercom Radio, we think.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Who else is on the list?
Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it's the big story in the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal. 45 Wichita area companies honored Thursday as best places to work in Wichita, and profiles describing how they did it are in today's weekly edition. The companies were nominated for the honors, and their employees took a survey measuring their engagement. The scores were tabulated by Quantum Workplace, and that revealed our 45 finalists. The companies were recognized for their scores, and three companies were named overall winners in three categories, small, medium, and large. More than 550 people attended Thursday's luncheon at the Hyatt. It was sponsored by Cox Business, Sumner One, and NetAbility. The winners were the Catholic Family Federal Credit Union, Devon James Injury Lawyers, and Edward Jones. This week's list, MBA programs ranked by total fall 2019 enrollment. At the top of the list, Kansas University, 427. Next, Baker University, 274. The rest of the top five, Pittsburgh State, Ottawa University, and Wichita State. The schools on our list saw a 6.4% increase in enrollment over last year in those MBA programs. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
It's an interesting story, but we don't know many facts about Textron's going to lay off some people. We don't know how many. We'll be finding out, I'm sure, in the next day or two. But and your take on that's probably the same as mine. If they can go, maybe work someplace else.
Well, that's the hope. Is that, you know, we've had this problem for a long time that we've had more jobs than people.
Yeah.
And so, if there's some downsizing at one company like Textron Aviation, then hopefully they can get on pretty quickly at another company.
Mm, okay.
Let's hope that's the case.
Well, it doesn't work that way in radio.
Yeah, not always.
It does sometimes. I was just telling somebody a while ago that my first job in radio, I was fired on December 10th with a wife and a child on the way. And I was a little panicky, but I wound up, within days, I wound up getting a job at a place where I stayed for the next 10 years and really got my career off and flying.
But
so,
that, yeah.
You know, sometimes there's some bad news.
It all worked out.
Sometimes there's some good news to go along with it. So,
yep.
How about that? All right, so what do you want for Wichita? I mean, you heard the mayor there asking for a Cheesecake Factory on behalf.
Wow, I want that Cheesecake Factory. I love those loaded baked potato tots that they have.
Really? You sound like you've been there a time or two.
Oh, I've been there a couple times,
That's
KC,
a huge menu. It's amazing what they
do. They got a million things on there. I don't know how they keep it all straight.
Well, every time I've gone to two of them, two. The one in Kansas City in Overland Park, and then the one in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mm. Both times I had to wait, for an hour and a half or something to get in. So.
Yeah, pretty popular.
You know, the great thing about Steve and Ted is there's no waiting. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's no waiting right
here. You don't have to wait. You know, we're here.
Nope. Just flip that dial over
That's
there.
Right. No waiting at all. Don't have to take a number. Today is National Microwave Oven Day. Quite by accident, self-taught American engineer Percy Spencer discovered a way to heat food safely with microwaves. He was working with an active radar in 1945. He noticed a candy bar in his pocket was melting.
Yeah, hey. So here we go.
Say. Start of the microwave. And I've got, Shelly and I've got a microwave we've had for several years. I don't know
Poor man is sterile, but.
Yeah, right. He never had any children.
Yeah.
But
Shelby and I have a microwave, and I don't know where we got this darn thing. I don't know what the name of it is. But that thing takes like 45 minutes to heat up a cup of coffee. I mean, it is.
Well, that's called an oven.
It's a terrible thing. And I tell my wife, we can get a new one. We're not without funds, you know. We can get a new microwave. Well, this one's okay. So anyway,
microwave
oven day. Do you microwave quite a bit?
Oh, yeah. I nuke things pretty good. I'm pretty good at hitting those buttons.
Yeah. I had a story a few years ago, and I always kind of laugh, but it's kind of tragic, where the woman who had just given her poodle a bath.
Did you hear
that story?
I did hear about that, but you always hear of cats, too.
Yeah. You don't put your animals in a microwave oven.
No.
Something very bad will happen. All right, Bill, thank you. Check with you next hour. 7:55, Steve and Ted. Coming up, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour here on KNSS. We've got reaction to calls for an impeachment vote in the House. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
That's right. Our weekly visit with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, coming up in 20 minutes.
How about that? Plus entertainment news on the way.
Yeah, entertainment news in the blur. Got tickets to give away to the Million Dollar Christmas concert. It's all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour.
All right. And traffic and weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.